Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah. You are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Back up over at First Fam. It's going down, man. I'm in here with my comrade. It's your boy, Elwood Chill Jizzy. Cypher Dowell. Sickest little light-skinned cat on the turntables. Here we go.
First Fam Radio.
1-2-1-2. Okay. It's DJ Chili, the Bodega Series. It's getting real serious. Y'all know what it is. First Fam Radio. Okay. Let's go.
First Fam Radio.
Yeah, yeah. You know how we do now. Stand on that grind, Gotta get this money, It's the main goal, Let's get it, Young Sal, money line, Man, I stay on my grind. Young Sal, baby, keep that money on my mind. $80 counts when it's on to this grind. If it ain't nothing else, it's just money in my mind. Tell me, baby, is you rolling cause you fine? Need you in my ride, trying to get up in them thighs. Smoking on the dust, got a nigga very high. If it ain't nothing else, it's just money in my mind. Grind, riding with that white girl, yeah, and my black bitch. She don't like dick, but that bitch like clit. Why I'm paranoid in the whip, off piss. Why I'm paranoid, cause the whip got zipped. Damn. I'm tryna get it, need money out the ass, man. Young Cell, quick to dump, like a trash man. Bang. Hit him with that super pump, like a gas man. Bang. Won't know what happened, get right back to trapping. See you niggas real sweet, I'm a bad taste. Bag that girl and drop her off, that's a bad day. Yeah. 100 bad days. That's good days. Had a nigga in the days, that's good haze. And I learn how to get it many different ways. Get paid, stack chips, many different lays. In school I had A's, now I got O's. Knew I'd be that nigga, since it's not no. Man, I stay on my grind. Young Cell, baby, keep that money in my mind. $80 counts when it comes to this grind. If it ain't nothing else, bitch, it's money in my mind. Tell me, baby, is you rolling cause you fine? Need you in my ride, tryna get up in them thighs. Smoking on the dust, got a nigga very high. If it ain't nothing else, bitch, it's money on my mind. Rhyme. No gymnastics, but I'm making flips. Nope. And I'm making hits. Young Cell, bitch. I'm talking out your ass, nigga, so I call it shit. Puffin' on that good grass, so I call it piss. Said she like the wrist. Said she like the chucks. White gold shit. Plus it got the cut. Damn. Need that money up. Flip it with the ease. Talking O's and P's. Little nigga, please. Gone. Young hell, hot like 400 degrees. Don't fuck with them G's. Catch permanent disease. All my brothers straight G's. I ain't first of the bunch. Talk shit, you the first to get punched. It's the 10th, but it's feeling like the first of the month. Tell my bitch, get your shoes and the purse if you want.
That's all you want.
At the table, counting money, trying to stay on the grind. If it ain't nothing else, it's money on my mind. Cause man, I stay on my grind. Young Cell, baby, keep that money on my mind. $80 counts when it comes to this grind. If it ain't nothing else, bitch, it's money on my mind. Tell me, baby, is you rolling cause you fine? Need you in my ride, trying to get up in the thighs. Smoking on the dust, got a nigga very high. If it ain't nothing else, bitch, it's money on my mind. Grind.
First Fam Radio.
Hiya. Hiya.
This is First Fam Radio.
I'm the flyest thing walking and the highest thing talking. Thugs are still rolling and my light is still sparking. First start honking when I'm by the curb parking. Cause my kicks stay clean and my jewels stay sparkling. Hop out coughing, cup looking. talking. Man, I'm flossing. Fuck what it's costing. Yeah, I'm bossing. Higher, important. I'm eating and I'm still hungry. Starving. You do say I'm sick, but y'all barfing. Either get laid out or get the walking. Only thing you'll get from me is a coffin. I kill all you kids early. Abortion. Split no pie, I want the whole portion. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Throw the portion. I'm trying to get higher than the Martian. Stay stuck off the sour. Soaring. Won't come down for hours. Morning, and you'll be down in an hour. And morning is what your fam will do, cause you'll be gone in less than 60 seconds. Warning.
One, two, one, two. Okay, it's DJ Chili. The Bodega Series is getting real serious. Y'all know what it is. First Fan Radio. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We live, First Fan Radio, man. It's your boy Chill Jizzle. Live tonight. You know what I mean? I got the homie from the west side. Y'all know the best side, man. I got TQ live on First Fan Radio tonight, man. Welcome to the show, bro.
Yo, thanks for having me, homeboy.
What's going on with you, man?
Oh, man, just living, man. Just living. I just dropped a new single called Bad Man. It's myself, Mystical, produced by Manny Fresh. So just starting to... Just starting to promote that, man. Got a little marketing plan together and hitting it out to the DJs, getting it on the radio, and that's where we are, back at it.
No doubt, no doubt, man. Now, you've been gone for a minute, you know what I mean? Well, to the public, you've been gone, you know what I mean? But just
right.
For those that don't know where you went, you know what I'm saying, and they don't know what you've been up to, just give everybody a little insight on, you know what I mean, what TQ been up to.
Oh, man, some of everything. I started this out as a songwriter. And that's always been my first love. So I write for a lot of different artists, and publishing is my game. So a lot of the cats that came out in the late 90s, early 2000s when I did, a lot of them got played for their copyrights or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last couple of years, the laws have changed, and retroactively, I've found ways to go back and get people their money, man. So, you know, basically I come with a cat and I say, look, a couple of dollars for you in this country or that country, I know how to get it. You know what I'm saying? If you want to give me a piece of it, I'll get you a check.
No doubt.
People, you know, they come back like, yo, let's do it. So that's really what I've been up to, man, for the last couple of years. It's been, you know, knowing it's half the battle, and most cats, especially that came out when I did, they just didn't know. So I'm trying to get them back a little bit of what they lost.
Ain't not wrong with that, bro. Now,
exactly.
As far as your career goes, you know what I mean, like in the business, like how many years of counting have you been in this business?
Whew. The first deal I signed was a publishing deal with Sony Music. That was 1996, I guess, 95, something like that.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah,
it's
been a while. 94,
95? 94, 95?
Yeah, something like that, around there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so long ago, so... I started writing. I was in a little group, a little singing group, and I was writing most of the music for them. And the artist thing just kind of fell out of the sky. That was an idea of Sony, really. They just basically liked the demos that I would turn in. Like, I would go and make records in my little studio for people who I would, you know, think they would sound good on them. So I would turn them in. And I would, like, switch my voice up to sing like a girl, or try to switch my voice to sing like the person that I figured the song would work for. And they would pitch the song. And a lot of them, like, a lot of the publishers there just kind of fell in love with my versions of these records, even records that got placed. So they just came with the idea of, you know, let's try to make you an artist. Have you singing some of your own songs?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and that's kind of how the ball got the rolling.
Okay, and just for the listeners that don't know, because a lot of people don't really know the story on TQ, you know what I mean? Because,
right.
You know, they know the Cash Money and everything, you know what I mean?
Right,
you know,
right.
How that thing was going, but they don't really know how that all came about. So if you don't mind just giving them a little insight on how you hooked up with the Cash Money deal and, you know, vice versa.
Right. Well, I had a single that I had dropped on Epic some years back. It was called West Side.
Mm-hmm.
And Baby just kind of got onto my music from that song. So when I was out promoting that song, Juvie was out promoting Ha. And, like, all throughout the South, all the record in stores that I was doing, radio stations I was hitting up,
okay,
they were all telling me the same thing. Yo, Baby was here, and he was talking about your record. Have you ever met him? Have you ever met him? And it's like, my family's from the South, so I knew who BG was, but I wasn't really up on everybody else. So,
yeah.
yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm from L.A., so... One day, they was out in L.A., and they was on the radio. They was talking to Julio G, and just kind of called out my name. Just like, where's TQ? If anybody know where TQ is, you know, tell them we looking for him. We want to holler at him. And, like, people just started lighting up my phone, because at the time, Juvie was hot. And, you know, people was just lighting up my phone like crazy, and my manager just called me like, look, got these Cash Money dudes in town. They want to meet with you. You need to go meet them at the hotel. And at the time, Shaq and Kobe was in the championship. So I was trying to take my ass to the crib. I wasn't really trying to, you know, do all that.
Yeah, you were trying to, I feel that.
I was trying to get to that game, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, I stopped by the hotel. I met Baby. I met Slim. Baby told me I was his favorite artist, and he wanted to figure out how to do some work with me. And from there, we just exchanged numbers, man. We hung out for like 2 years before I even signed with them. And I would always go to New Orleans and work with them. I would meet them on the road, you know, between my shows and their shows. We would hang out. We built a relationship with each other, and then I ended up signing. And more so than the artist thing, I kind of got back to just writing. Like, the majority of those hooks between, you know, the breakup of the Out Boys and probably I would say maybe a Carter 2.
Yeah.
Between those, I had a lot to do with a lot of the writing.
Like, you know what I mean, you making the transition over there as a writer, like, and the breakup, during the Hot Boy breakup, did that affect you in any way at that moment?
Hell yeah, that was a trip. Those were the people that got me there. I mean, it was BG and it was Juvie. They was the ones that was recruiting me to come sign, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, no sooner than I get my paperwork together with Baby and them, them niggas all start leaving. So I'm like, you know, what's happening up under my nose? So when I went into the situation, it kind of, you know, it kind of, that was a shocker, the fact that basically half the army is gone once I finally join up. You know, so you start thinking like, you know, what's the situation here? What I got myself into?
Now, a lot of people been worried, you know, like, there's been some stuff going on over the Cash Money for some years, man. A lot of people was talking about Baby kissing Lil Wayne in the mouth, and Gilly the Kid went out there, and he was talking about it a lot, and then it kind of died down and everything else. When you were over there, have you seen anything funny like that?
Man, I'm in the picture. I'm drinking a glass of Cristal in the picture. I think people started cropping it out, but the original picture, you see me there frowning, looking at the situation. And I'm going to put it like this, man. You know, at the end of the day, a lot of people don't understand. Baby and Wayne see each other as father and son. Now, that's the relationship they had when I first signed there. That's the relationship they had when I left. I never really understood the kissing thing, and we used to always argue about it. But they would always come back to me like, man, look, that's my daddy. That's my son. We don't really give a damn about what you're talking about. That's the way it is. So I kind of let it go. You just get used to it. When they call each other daddy and son, so you just kind of get used to it. But then when it's in public like that, like the situation with the picture and everything, then puts me in a position where I got to answer all these kind of questions and all this and that. So that part of it is kind of whack. But at the end of the day, I can say that, you know, they always have conducted themselves as father and son. So, I mean, I don't think it's no gay situation or nothing like that.
Yeah, but, you know, now, as far as Lil Wayne today and how he's dressing now, that's not the Lil Wayne everybody know. Now, is that the Lil Wayne TQ know, or is this something new out of him that you don't even know about?
Nah, man. I mean, when I was signed to them, I signed to them, what, from like 2001 to like 2004 or somewhere around there. So, I mean, Wayne was much younger then. He was heavily just under the influence of the rest of us because we was all older than him. You know what I'm saying? Just like it was when the Hot Boys, before the wave that I was in with Gilly and Mickey and, you know, the other Mac 10, the other cats that came after, he was still the youngest one of everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was still growing into a man at the time. So, I mean, I look at him now and compare it to then. I don't even put him in that category of you know, how everybody saying, oh, he used to be this, he used to be that. But dude was a kid. He was a kid, and he was running around with grown-ass men. So, you know, you got to allow him to, you know, we had to allow him to become a man himself and grow into his own. And one thing about it is, dude was immensely talented from the first time I met him. So, I think pretty much everybody that kind of came through Cash Money understood that and was pretty much expecting him to kind of go through the roof at some point.
Okay. Just moving right along, right? I just want to ask you, now, at what point did TQ was like, you know, I want to leave. I might have to get out of this situation, man. I can't. This is too much for me. I need to do something else. What made you leave Cash Money?
I had a 3-year deal with a option on the fourth, and it's like, I mean, I learned a lot from dude about how to sell records, really. Like, when I got into the game in the first place, you know, I was working with the producer who was producing for E-40 and Pac and Too Short and, like, a lot of the independent cats out of the Bay. So that independent grind, for me, it just always made more sense to make $7, $8 a CD as opposed to making a couple of cents. That's just the bottom line as far as I was concerned. And so to come out of that into the situation that I was in where I signed a deal with Sony because I was a writer and because of the group of people, the team that I had, you know, we had a high dollar amount. We took a high dollar amount from my first record. We had a pretty good stake in it because, like I said, we came from the independent side. Now I get to Baby and I watch how he's taking the independent grind and making it major. And I just took that and applied it to myself. I'm like, you know what? I got enough fans to where I can kind of get off this train right now and see what I can do on my own.
Ride my own wave,
Yeah, exactly. Because the problem with Cash Money is that I could never go overseas. And I had made a pretty good name for myself and a pretty good life and career for myself in Europe and Asia with my first project. And with Baby, he wanted you right there hustling with a constant, and I couldn't leave, so.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, them pounds and them euros, man, they worth more than dollars. You got to get that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Now, I see something that was here, and this is actually part of one of your discoveries that said you was banned from the UK. Now, how did you get banned from going over there, man? What's going on? You took some Cali bud with you or something? What's that all
about? Nah, man, it was the promoter for a tour that I was doing. Taking the shady way out and didn't want to pay for work permits. So he told us we had visas and that we had all our credentials and everything, but they actually had a sting operation on his ass and they was waiting on him. So when I got there, they was basically trying to use me as bait to catch him.
Oh, man.
And, and he wasn't the person that showed up at the airport to pick me up. So they put me in a room. They was like, all right, you got to go home. We ain't letting you in. You go home and apply for a work visa, then you can come back. So that's what I did.
Oh,
I wasn't banned. They just wouldn't let me in that one time.
That's crazy. Now, as far as writers at Cash Money, now, if I understand Gilly the Kid was one of the writers.
Yeah, he was.
Now, how much writing did he do? Is there any truth to what he was saying?
You know what, man? Like, now, I'm going to say this. Like, everybody wrote for Baby at the time when I was there. Like, it was our idea for him to do his own album. From what I heard, Gilly, and Gilly's on my new album, like, that's my dude. He rapped on the first song on my record. From what I heard, I guess the issue was Gilly had said that he wrote for Wayne. Is that what it was?
Uh-huh.
All right, so.
He said he wrote the whole Carter, as a matter of fact. He said he did the whole, that wasn't Lil Wayne on that version of the card. I think it was Carter 2 or Carter 1, one of them.
Right. I don't know for sure, to be honest, man. To be honest, I've never seen nobody write for Wayne, like, ever. I've always seen Wayne go stand in the mirror and just rap to himself for about 15 minutes and then go get on the mic. That's all I've ever seen him do. I've never seen him write nothing down or none of that. But I do know that when Gilly came around, Wayne and Gilly hung out a lot. Like, Wayne kind of took to Gilly. Like, you know, he liked Gilly's ways. So,
okay.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? There was times when Wayne was working on his album, I was off with Baby. I did a lot of my work with Baby and Fresh. So, you know,
you made a lot of hits with them brothers, man. Like, you know, and like, it goes down in history, man. Like, and not just Cash Money, man. You work with a lot of major, major West Coast artists, man. Like, from Mac 10, MC8, Daz,
right.
Villager, Corrupt. Like, the whole nine yards. Shade, Shice. I mean, like, over the years, man, do you still keep in touch with most of those guys you collaborated with?
Yeah, man. I do, for the most part. Like, anytime I'm around with Snoop performing, and then Daz and Corrupt see me, it's a rap. I mean, same thing, vice versa.
Okay, but we never heard a Warren G record with you, though.
You haven't? I can send you one.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right. I'm going to have to get one of them. That's the only thing I haven't heard. You know what I mean? I heard everything except for that. So if you can send me one of them.
Actually, I'll send you one that he produced on me that me and Lazy Bone did together. And then I send you another one that the Mizza produced and me and Warren rapped on it. So, I got you.
Yeah. Okay, now what's the name of the new label that you're on? Is it this your label, or is it a new label that you're, signed to that's independent? Now, let's talk
about
that.
It's my label. It's an independent label. It's called Kato Records. It's me and a partner of mine down in New Orleans. We run a label out of New Orleans. And the actual record side of it is an extension of the publishing administration that I was talking to you about earlier.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, we're doing a lot of things. We do a lot of event planning and stuff like that. We produced the Maxim Magazine Super Bowl party this year. That was off the chain.
Okay.
And like, we're putting it together. It's a cool little situation.
That's what's up. Definitely. Now, as far as like artists on your label, man, y'all have any in-house artists, producers?
Yeah, we actually got three young guys called Pure Kids getting ready to drop. They got this funny little record called YouTube, man. They just shot the video for it. That'll be coming out in a couple of months. We're focusing on them right now. That's pretty much it, to be honest, at the moment, because we're really putting, you know, our best foot forward on my new project. So that's kind of where it's at right now. Starting the end of the year, I'm looking at a couple of people right now that are on the road. Actually, alternative though. That I'm looking at
switching lanes on them real quick.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a certain genres of music that still buy music. You feel me? So
okay.
I need
now. I know you're doing a lot of parties out there. You partying with the bitches, man. Let's talk about the bitches.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? You got a couple groupies out there and everything, man. What's the parties like right now for TQ?
I mean, man, you know what? To be honest, I've been working so much the last couple of weeks, months, I ain't really been able to get into anything outside of Super Bowl. Now, Super Bowl in New Orleans, we set it off completely. So we set it up. And it's about to start ramping up again as I start touring a little bit. So,
no doubt.
But, yeah, I'm a party animal. Anybody that know me know I go in.
No doubt. You know what I mean? Now, as far as tours, like, what's some of the cities we can expect to see TQ in?
We're working it out now. We working it out now. It's a lot of places, especially in the States, that I haven't performed in a long time. I definitely want to go up top on this run. I want to go to New Jersey, New York, Philadelphia, touch Chicago, and definitely the whole West Coast. I mean, we do that anyway.
But this
time around, what I haven't been able to do with my you know, previous indie records is I've only been able to tour in zones. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, the indie game is the indie game, so you got to take care of home and your own fan base. But this time, I want to branch it out a little bit. So we've been working all day, actually, putting together a pretty extensive tour. I can't really talk about the whole thing right now, but stay tuned. I'll be putting the word out shortly. Just trying to get some
tied up. Now, as far as Mandy Fresh, I see you know he did the new single with you, Mystical.
Yeah.
You know, y'all remain you know pretty close knit since the Cash Money days.
Oh yeah, we never stopped working. We never stopped working. Fresh.
Do he have a situation with you, or what's the situation with him?
Man, I don't know what Fresh doing, man. Fresh always hustling. I know that much. He just called me up out of nowhere like, T, meet me in such and such. I got a record to do on this person. I need a hook. I need some melodies. I need this. So get on the plane. That's just how it goes, man. You know what I'm saying? Fresh don't let the right hand know what the left hand doing. So I ain't mad at him. As long as he's making that good music, I'm with it.
And now, so are you still in contact with Baby and Lil Wayne and the rest of the family over there? Or, you know what I mean, y'all pretty much doing your own thing?
Nah, we pretty much doing our own thing, man. I saw Baby, Memorial Day in Miami. Just said, what's up? That's about it. I ain't seen Wayne in a long time. I just saw Mac the other night. I think that was like night before Super Bowl. I hadn't seen him in a while either. But I mean, everybody cool, you know. It ain't no.
That's what it is.
Like most people, you know, and I get it. Like most people had money problems with them dudes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's always a beef once it's all said. Now, I ain't never had a money problem with him. Still to this day, like my checks come on time. So we fine. Anyway, I ain't got no problem with
A1.
And never
A1.
Did. Yeah, you gotta have your paperwork together. If your fucking black and white is right, then can't nobody take nothing from you at the end of the day.
So it's safe to say, like, majority of everybody that comes over, they just don't know what they're getting into because they don't know their paperwork.
I guess, man. I guess. It's like when they give me my contract, I ain't signed my shit to 12 months later. It was some shit that needed to be worked out.
Yeah, I dig that.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
You know, sit down and read your shit. At the end of the day, if a nigga trying to take your publishing and you don't want to give it to him, say no. Simple as that. I mean, I don't get what's so hard about it. Big cats just be excited and they don't be paying attention to what they supposed to be paying attention to.
I can relate to Pac when Pac say they want the same, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
they come over there and they just want that fame. They like, you know what? You can have a publisher. Just make sure I'm a star.
Nah. See, that star shit, they can have that shit. Star shit is overrated, bro. I like to put that food in these kids' mouths, though. That's what I like. That's what I like about this.
Now, is there anybody that you want to work with in the game that you haven't worked with?
Dr. Dre. It's probably a rap now, though. Like, dude. Do all the way rich, so I'm sure you ain't interested in doing no kind of music. But yeah, that, if I had to say anybody left, it's Dr. Dre.
That's the only person on the out there that you would want to work with.
No, I ain't saying that. That's the only person
Kanye,
I would want to.
No Kanye,
I mean,
no Hov, no none of them guys.
I mean, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I'm just saying, but when it comes down to it, I mean, I'm from Compton. Like Dr. Dre is just short of Superman for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, since I was a kid, that's been the man. It's like, dude, and did so many beats that I done brought my head to. I know if I can get a hold of one of them, it's a wrap.
Now, I'm going to ask you this, as far as Game and 40 Glock, because y'all from the West Side. What's your opinion on that? Those two brothers.
I don't know, man. It's entertainment to me. It's funny.
You think it was staged?
Funny,
huh? It's all a game?
I don't think it's staged, but, I mean, you know, it's just dumb L.A. shit, man. The niggas been on that in L.A. ever since the beginning of time, man. It's like, to us, out here, nobody really gives a shit at the end of the day, except for the parties involved. Now, for the rest of the country, I'm sure it's a big deal, but out here, man, niggas beef. That's just what they do.
All right, now, what's your take on Snoop Lion? The new name. He's no longer no more.
At this point, I done been around the world 100 times. And it's like, wherever you go, motherfucker might not be able to speak a lick of English, might not know shit you saying. If you say the word Snoop Dogg, They know who the fuck you talking about. Dude is the most famous rapper around the world in history. So if he want to call himself Snoop Lion and do reggae music, shit, he done earned it at this point.
TQ going to start dressing weird, man, he going to start, you know, doing the Andre 3000 turnaround on his...
No, bro. It ain't in me.
Right, now, I can't do that.
I can't go there, man.
All right, now I'm going to ask you, everybody get this question when they come on the show. They probably, I hate when you ask me this, you know what I mean? I ask everybody, the Illuminati and hip-hop in the music industry, the devil worshiping, have you witnessed it? Does it exist? Is it a secret society? TQ, tell us.
I don't think so, man. I don't think so. Me. I just, when I was in school, I used to read up on history. History was my favorite subject. And from what I know about Illuminati, I don't think they're operating in the music business. I think where they're operating is way over top of the music business. I mean, they might have had something to do with, you know, killing Osama bin Laden or, like, knocking down the Twin Towers or something to that level. But are they on stage talking about Rockefeller? No, I don't think so.
So what do you think of a lot of these videos that's coming out on Jay-Z and Beyonce and the hand signals and Kanye wearing
skirts? If people are giving you as a product, right? You're here to market yourself, and people are giving you a lane that they're interested in to go into, you would be a fool not to feed their imagination. So, yeah, I would feed it too if I was them. It's like, okay, y'all want to call me this? Let me give y'all something to think about. Let me just sit up, smoke me a blunt, twist my fingers a couple of ways, and let me do this in a video and watch some idiot come up and say this is some type of, you know, whatever. I ain't doing nothing but keeping, you know, keeping my brand out, keeping my product out, keeping my name on people's lips. I don't understand why people can't see that that's what's going on, but, you know, I don't mind it. If I'm Jay, I'm going to milk that shit. Milk it.
I hear you on that, bro. Now, as far as TQ, you know what I mean, and the new label, man, what's some of the things you want to do in the near coming future with your label?
You know what? For me, America, for the most part, hasn't seen me perform live with my band. So I'm trying to do a bunch of touring at home this year. I mean, and abroad too, but I'm definitely trying to do a bunch of touring because we really give a good show. And I think that the fact that most people over here haven't seen it, the amount of music that I perform and the amount of music that I've been a part of, it's just a really entertaining show. And I want to get back to the fun of, you know, just unplugging on stage, man. So that's my number one point to promote this album going forward is definitely a lot of touring, a lot of performing.
Definitely. Now, just for the listeners out there that's just tuning in, if y'all want to call and y'all got some questions y'all want to ask TQ, y'all can hit us up on the lines at 917-889-8297. I'm pretty sure, you know what I mean, he's willing to answer a few questions from the callers.
Yeah, ain't nothing. I'm good.
And, you know what I mean, before we do any of that real quick, man, I just want to throw a throwback on real quick. This one of my favorite songs, man. This would turn me on to you, just like Davey and them. You already know,
right,
man. It's West Side real quick, man. Just
for sure, for sure.
Put lines, man, and we'll be right back.
Run it.
This is going out to the whole wide west side. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Break it down for me. Steady mobbing, rock, rock on.
I was just a young boy living in the hub city. Back in the days when Ice Cube and Easy had everything. Talking about, boy, you can't
the West Coast.
My people, you can meet me where you at. Throw your thoughts in the air and wave them like you just don't care.
From LA to the Bay, what you say?
All day, every day, any damn day.
Take a look around.
We got the whole world locked down. Claiming he was from the CPT.
Y'all remember?
One time tried to clown. We had to burn this down. One time for my in incarceration. But you for having lots of patience.
Two times for my sisters at the county bill.
I got some Westside love for all you ghetto children.
Three times for my that been passed away.
Everything's gonna be fine, but until that day, my only reply is Westside till I
my die.
Wave them like you just don't care.
From LA to the Bay, what you say?
All day, every day.
Yeah, yeah, we back, man. First Fan Radio, man. It's your boy Chill Jizzle, man. Live with TQ on the lines, man. You already know. You still with me, bro?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm here. All
right, man. That was one of my
favorite.
Yeah, I know you ain't heard it in a while, man. Do it still funny to you, like hearing it, like.
Yeah, man. You know what? I think it does it to a lot of other people. Do it kind of takes you back. Just take you back to them times, man. Them was some all right times when that song came out.
No doubt. You know what I mean? Now, originally, you from Compton, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Born and raised, you know what I mean? You ain't
well, I was actually born in Alabama, but I moved to Compton when I was a year old and stayed there.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, now, I know you probably grew up with a couple ball players, a couple rappers, you know what I mean, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. You already know.
All right.
So many of them running through there, man. During that time, it was so many of them running through there. It was crazy.
All right, now, like, far as, artists right now, who you really close with in the industry?
Oh, man. You know, I don't want to necessarily say, like, close, but the guys that I was signed to Cash Money with, I think, like, we built the bond when we was there. Like Gilly, Nicky, Lack and Stone, R.I.P. Killer Stone just passed away. A lot of them cats, man, I just still keep in contact with because Cash Money during those times would make a man out of you. You know what I'm saying? If you weren't built for it, then it wasn't necessarily where you were supposed to be. And them cats was built for it. So, you know, I'm always have a good relationship with them cats across the board. Turk just got out. I hadn't seen him in I don't know how long. We actually performed together, me, him, Juvie, Lack, a lot of us. Our boy Killer passed away a couple of weeks ago, so we did a memorial for him at the House of Blues down there, and it was off the chain, man. Ain't been on stage with them cats in so long. It was a trip.
Matt, was the vibe different, you know what I mean, since Turk came home and y'all performed together?
No, it was just everybody was happy to see each other, man. It was a somber situation because, you know, the big homie had just passed away or whatever. Everybody knew we had a funeral to go to the next morning, and we was kind of just giving it up for him. But it was just good to see everybody together, man. So we used to get it in back in the day. So we started doing all of them old songs we used to do, man. Everybody started just going crazy because they ain't heard them in so long. It's like, it was a good look.
No doubt. I got a artist in here, you know what I mean, former Warner Brothers Records rap artist. I think he was did a couple songs with Gilly as well, right? Yeah. I was signed to the same label with Gilly. We was on Rough Nation Warner Brothers together.
Okay. All
right.
We
got
John
Black
sure.
in the building, man.
All right.
Plus, man, DQ, man. No, I don't have a question, man. I just want to say, man, I appreciate your music. I've been a fan of yours for years, man.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Man, I just left the studio myself. I've been going hard.
There you go.
Got a new album on its way. But I've been sitting here listening to the interview, man. Real good interview, man. Real good brother. And I just want to say I'm an artist that appreciate another artist, man, because you always been a good nigga.
Thank you, brother. For real. Thank you. Gilly is on.
Go ahead.
No, I was just telling him, me and Gilly got a new joint together on my new album, so I'm going to have to send y'all a copy of it, let y'all check it out. He went in,
you
always do.
No doubt, man. Their New Jersey trip coming up, man. Is it in the works, or you can't disclose that right now?
I can't disclose it just yet. It may be sooner than later, though, to be honest. Come on out here, man. Yeah, believe it. You know, I was up there, what was that, the first week? Like, right after New Year's, I was up there running around a little bit. I got a lot of family.
You was up there partying?
Yeah, I was partying a little bit. Like, I got a bunch of family in Queens and the Bronx, so. I came up there to say what's up to them for a little while, and we hung out.
Oh, that's what it is.
It'd be too cold up there for me, man. I'm a tropical nigga. Oh,
man. Come on,
West
man.
Coast,
come
bro.
On.
Woo.
Can't be that cold, man.
Boy.
Especially if you're a hot boy. How could it be cold for a hot boy, man?
That's my point right there.
You know what I mean? But, man, now, as far as booking and artists that want to get in contact with TQ as far as production, they want to send you some beats, they want to book you for some concerts, man. What's the info?
Just hit me at TQ@KadoRecords.com. TQ@KadoRecords.com. That's straight to me. It's about the best way to link up.
And as far as artists getting in contact with you for beats, that's the best way to do it too?
Yeah, just send it all to there. You know what I'm saying? We don't need to complicate it. It come right to my phone.
And you, who handles all the booking over there for you, as far as concerts and party walkthroughs, et cetera, et cetera?
I give you another email. I got a couple of people that handle all of that for me. That's the Hub Music 5000. That's THEHUBMUZIC 5000 @gmail.com. So anybody that want to hit me there, for any
now,
of that,
as,
get at me.
As far as production, now, I got to put this out there because it'd be artists that, you know, they like to send beats, and a lot of them got Fruity Loop sets, and they just want to just, you know, throw you anything out there. What you don't tolerate, and what type of tracks do you look for when you're picking tracks for a project?
If it's something for me, I'm pretty much getting out of all the programming, man. I'm kind of going back to the guitars and the drums. So anything with, you know, I like a live feel. I like I like big, heavy guitars with rock influence.
Okay.
Those are like the things that I can, you know, that I can tell the most, the best stories on, the things that make me feel the best. So I ain't into nothing that you know, remotely resembles like slap music or like, you know, it's just a lot of stuff I ain't really, I'm not the Fruity Loop guy. Let me just say that now. I ain't trying to just like clown nobody that's getting their grind on. I mean, I ain't saying you can't make a hit record with Fruity Loops, because you can, but like, I want to hear some production at the end of the day. And I mean, I'll spend money with cats. They send me something beautiful that I can get on top of, you know.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. And I'm glad you established that here, you know what I mean, because I get a lot of artists that be like, man, well, he put the email out there, man, and I've been doing beats for XYZ, man, and you know, he ain't get on my track. You know what I mean? You know, I know you get a lot of that, man. What's the worst thing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you'd be like, I ain't going to call him back. I ain't even going to email him. Blah, blah, blah.
Man, it's some stuff you get, man. It sounds like it's out of one of the little Casio keyboards. It ain't even like
Casio.
I mean, yeah, like
that
some
was the worst you got.
Just, yeah, man. Some cats are just doing like, it's like, man, come on, bro. Don't just send anything, man. For real. And I mean, but that's just the way in the world
yourself,
right now.
As well, right?
Get them a Mac. Say that again?
I say you're a producer yourself, right? You work with a lot of live instruments.
Yeah. I got a full studio of my own. I produced three or four songs on the new album.
And you play the piano fluently, pretty good.
No, I ain't gonna say fluently. I play. I play it good enough to like, you know, I play it good enough to come up with my melodies and my chords. But I have one of my band guys come play my shit over, man.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that, big bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what's some of the ladies in the industry that you're looking at right now, you know what I mean, that you might, you know, you might want to go party with? Like, is there any of the Kardashians, the Amber Roses, you know?
Nah, give me Oprah Winfrey or Buff. You can keep everybody else, Daddy-O. I'm trying to go to the top of the food chain.
Oh, man, I don't think Stedman will like that one, man. You think
not
you had Stedman if you got you felt some type of way about that?
Guaranteed.
You know, Stedman probably feels some type of way about that one right there, man. You and Mac Tim pretty much still in contact. Y'all got any new music together?
I ain't seen Mac in a while, man. It's been a while. Last time I did something with him was me and Glasses did a record together. It wasn't Mac. Mac was there, but me and Glasses did the record together. I ain't did nothing with Mac in a long time. Real long time. Might have been since Cash Money, actually.
Oh, man. Yeah, he was over there, too, as well. But now let me ask you this. Now, what do you think of the new Cash Money today? Like, you know, the new artists that they have over there versus what y'all had back then when you were there?
I mean, it's just a different era of music, man. Like, it's like, he has some
Is it nonsense or not? Like, you know, I mean, you can keep it real here, man. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
like, ain't none of that kind of shit the type of music that I listen to, that I like, that I'm in. You know what I'm saying? I'm an OG, dog. Like, I've been doing this for a long-ass time, and ain't none of that my thing. I'm not into that. For the most part.
Go ahead. No, I'm just saying it's weird. It's a weird old music coming out of there.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird music coming out of a lot of places as far as I'm concerned. It's just like I was saying earlier, like, that whole thing that's going on right now is just not my thing. It's just not, like, across the board, from the production to the actual, the artists themselves, it's just not my thing. It's like apples to oranges. Like,
now, let me ask you this. Now, if Baby was to call you today and say he had a situation and he was talking the right amount of money, would you put on a pair of Uggs and dress like Lil Wayne and do this?
Absolutely not. I'm cool,
but
man.
The money is right.
Don't take all that from me. I got to wake up in the morning laughing every day. I got to be able to walk down the street, as a man every day. I don't need nobody questioning nothing that I'm doing. I don't need to be feeling crazy about anything that I'm doing. I'm not in a position to where I have to, like, you know, make a dumb decision over money, thank God. So, I mean, shit, I'm cool. I don't live a bad life.
Hey, but for $20 million, you don't even got to walk down the street.
Oh, for what? What, for $20 million to put on some Uggs? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's the type of money we got to get.
I'm stealing the Super Bowl with them bitches on for $20 million. Believe that. Everybody can kiss my ass.
Hell yeah, for $20 million, right?
Hell yeah.
Hey, baby, if you're listening, man, $20 million, man, you got TQ back there, man. He'll walk on the wall for you, bro.
Boy, throw them 20 M's over here, stunner. I got you.
You know it, man. Is there anybody, like, far as, like, majors that's actually interested in picking up your label for distribution, or y'all handling everything yourself?
I actually got 2 meetings this week in L.A. About that. I ain't signing nothing, but it's good to hear what they got to say. So we'll see.
Put the labels on blast, man. Let's start a betting war.
Nah, we ain't doing none of that. We ain't even going there. I got some shit happening. I want to stay as independent as I can for as long as I can because. I mean, you know, a successful independent record, man, is a shitload of money, dog. And it's possible. So I want to see if God's going to bless me to get it out of this one. We'll see. Some good
now,
things.
Now, what you think of the 360 deal, man? Is that something that's, you know what I mean, helping artists these days, or you think it's destroying artists these days? What's your opinion?
I would say for the people that's at the Lady Gaga level, Rihanna level, maybe it's cool for them because the type of check that they get up front for it, you know, it sustains them. But for a person like me, man, I could charge somebody 7 G's, 7, 8 G's to do a couple of songs and fuck around and catch 20 in T-shirts. You know what I'm saying? Like it's the merchandising and the touring and actual CD sales when you have your own fan base already.
Yeah.
It's like having a great job. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't necessarily something that I want to part with unless somebody's trying to pay the type of money that I don't have to necessarily work. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you on that. I definitely agree on that.
Yeah.
So would you say Drake's in a perfect position as far as that?
I would say he's in one of the best positions. Yeah, overall.
Is that somebody you would work with in the coming future?
I like Drake. I think Drake's talented. I think Drake is real talented. I think he's a damn good writer. I like the way he handles himself, to be honest.
No doubt, you know what I mean? But you still didn't say if you would collab with him or not, TQ.
Yeah, I would. I definitely would. The opportunity came up, I would definitely collaborate.
Now, have y'all been in the same
baby,
circles?
Shut that shit down so fast, boy. What?
I hear that, man. Now, do y'all run in the same circles or y'all haven't met each other yet?
I never met Drake. No. Never seen him in person.
Okay, what you think of the Chris Brown situation with Drake?
They need to stop. Stop it.
They need to stop.
How they say on ESPN, stop it.
I know that's right.
Man, come on, man.
Yeah, that's a little crazy for him right there, man. Now, is there anybody TQ got any beef with or had any discrepancies with over the past years of your career?
Well, early on when I was a knucklehead, I used to just have issues with all kinds of people, just because I did. But, I mean, I'm grown now, man. I used to go at Cisco and Genuine and all them little cats, but not no more. I mean, I ain't stupid no more, man. Back then, I was a hothead. I was young, silly. I'm grown now, man. I got 2 kids. I've been doing music for damn near 20 years, so I keep it light, bro.
Yeah, I heard you had an encounter with Trey Songz, man. Now, how did that all come about?
I had an encounter with Trey Songz.
Yeah, y'all had some words or something y'all exchanged a few years ago. This is something that I read up on, man. I'm not sure if it's true or not. So I'm asking you here on First Fan Radio, is this true?
Not that I remember. I don't think so, but like I say, I used to be so stupid back in the days. I used to get drunk and just act up. So, I mean, maybe, but not that I remember. Like, I don't have no problem with Trey Songz at all.
Okay, all right, man. You know, we just had to clarify that, man, because,
for sure.
You know,
I don't
internet...
think I have even heard that one before. I'm not saying that it didn't happen because,
you'd be surprised what you can find. Like, when I started Googling TQ and looking at, you know, let's see what's going on with TQ. You know, it's all kinds of little things was popping up, man. And,
really?
You know. Wow. Oh, yeah, you know what I mean?
Man, back
when
well,
you clarified the
picture
with
Navy
and everything, so, you know what I mean? That
right.
one is... That's out of the way right now, you know what I mean?
You believe that.
Now, as far as industry parties, man, what's the weirdest things you've seen at an industry party or function?
Oh, man. The weirdest thing I've seen at an industry party or function? Probably...
you ain't seen Puffy
house.
Run around with a champagne glass hanging out his ass, nothing like that.
All right.
You know, moving right along.
No,
because
no, I ain't never seen anything like that.
Cat Williams said, you know, numerous of things, man, and I think they after his ass, man. You know what I mean? But
whoa,
yeah, you know, you can
that's
thank
ugly.
For that one right there. That was the last of the night right there.
That's ugly. Boy.
But you know what I mean? There's some things that go. I've been to a few parties, man. I got kicked out of them because, you know what I mean? You know, they shut it down for the night. It's like, you know, we don't want too many radio people up in here tonight. You know what I mean? So we got
yeah,
to put it out
mean.
Early.
I know what you mean. I mean, they about to take it up a notch.
Yeah, they taking it up all the way. You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? Anything weird, you know what I mean, as far as, like, rappers, singers, actors, ball players?
I would have to say Mary J. Blige fell down baby steps at his crib. That was way out. She ain't hurt herself or nothing. She got up laughing and shit about it. But, boy, I was standing next to Cedric the Entertainer on the balcony, and Mary went falling down the steps. And dude leaned over and said, man, did Mary J. Blige just fall down the steps?
Like hell yeah!
You can imagine Cedric the Entertainer saying it. You know them faces he'd be making when he was talking, man. That was hilarious. But I mean, she was all right. So, yeah, it was cool.
It was all fun.
Yeah, it was all fun.
Now, I'm gonna ask you a question about the Mali epidemic in hip hop, man. What do you think about that, man?
The what?
The Mali epidemic. Everybody popping Mali's and perks and lean and. Everything else,
I don't get it, man. Like, I'm from California. Some of the weed we got out here, bro, I don't even want to be higher than that. So, I don't know what type of planet these cats is going to. But
you know, they Chief Keefin, man. You know.
Yeah, they on one. Fuck around, your heart gonna jump out their fucking mouth one night. That's gonna be
yeah,
all
your
bad.
Heart definitely gonna jump out one night.
I'm real talk. That's all bad, man. I ain't into that at all. I'm not no pill guy whatsoever. I ain't trying to do nothing graft. I don't even eat beef or pork. I don't want nothing grafted around me for the most part.
You know what? I want to thank you for keeping your music, you know what I mean, the way it is, man, because a lot of people start changing with the times and everything. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? You stuck to a unique style that, you know what I mean, you have, and you're very talented, man, you know what I mean?
Thank you, bro.
You know, just keep
thank
doing
you.
What you're doing. And, you know, we appreciate the music you make, bro.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I'm going to keep it going. I only know how to do one thing. Thank God.
Yeah.
So,
you know what I mean? That's crazy, man. I want you to introduce the bad man to the world tonight, man. You know what I mean? And
when
we come back, man, we're going to chop it up some more. But we got TQ live on First Fan Radio, y'all. You want world premiere on the East Coast tonight. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. TQ. What's up? What's up? This is your boy TQ. This is my brand new single featuring Mystical, produced by Manny Fresh. It's called Bad Man. Check it out. New video coming out next week.
Rap track, killer, fall back, nip, watch that swigger. Zoom to the hook up bigger. Hot brown to miss. With the cover spinning, this poor sister. Where's my hot pepper? Where's my fucking slipper? Bitch, is back up, gangsta, fucking gangsta. Yes, use the fucking scissor on the alligator.
Back, man. First Fan Radio, man. You already know who it is. It's your boy Chill Jizzle. I got TQ, the man of the hour, on the line. Was you still with me, homie?
Yeah, I'm here. We in here.
This is the West Side homie, man. Hey, look. This just came to me, man. Now, we gonna talk groupies tonight, man. Super Head.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's everywhere. You know what I mean? Let's talk about it, man. What was your relationship with her, man?
Not nothing. I just used to see her around, man. She used to be
you
around.
Used to see her around.
Nah, she used to be around.
Women.
What'd you say?
I said, what about Esther Baxter? Any of them females? I know you done dealt with one of them, man. You ain't got to tell me.
Man, I used to see him around. That's all I got to say. I used to see him around. That's all. That's it. All
right. All right. Now, is it true that they call Superhead the devil? When y'all used to sit around and be like, hey, yo, don't talk to her. That's the devil right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Y'all do call her
true.
The devil?
That is the truth. That is the truth.
Now, what steered you away from her? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Lil Weezy and everybody, you know, they done had her. And she didn't wrote.
I don't know, man. I don't want the heebie-jeebies. Number one. That's number one. That was my number one issue. Number two, like, I mean, it just, she didn't really turn me on. Like, I mean, you know, they used to all talk about how, you know, she had such a great skill set. But, like, she didn't really do it for me, to be honest. Like, just the overall, like, physical of the thing. So I keep it moving, really.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It ain't nothing that's going to come out in the new book or nothing that TQ was there, you know what I mean, with Tyrese. Do you hang with Tyrese?
No, not really. I mean, I know him. I know him well. But, no, we don't really hang out with nothing.
You know what I mean? Y'all not fly or nothing at all?
We what? Say what?
I say y'all not fly because it's rumors that, you know what I mean, y'all cool. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to, you know, clarify this on First Fan.
No, we did. We definitely cool. Like, I've been knowing dude for a long time. Like, we've been knowing each other for the longest. But, like, we don't necessarily run in the same circles. And so I'm always, I'm
so
always moving, you know what I'm saying?
Any of that was true that what Superhead was saying about him then?
Man, I wouldn't believe shit Superhead had to say, bro. Really. At the end of the day. I ain't going to believe her over just her word. I ain't about nothing. I mean, come on. Who going to write a book about all that, dog? You got to look at somebody a different kind of way after they write a book about all that. No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's crazy. That kind of, you know what I mean? But did it raise an eyebrow when you heard about Big Tig and Shamar Moore?
It always raises an eyebrow. It always raises an eyebrow, but just though, man, in this business, dog, you don't know who to believe, man. One of these groupies get mad at one of them niggas and just go spread out some bullshit and that's that be at. You just a target. So that's another reason why, you know, for most of my career, I just steered clear of them, man, because niggas don't be acting right. They don't be acting right. And these chicks get all butt hurt. And, man, the next thing you know, you'll be in somebody's blog or in somebody's a bad picture of you or somebody make up some way out story. And you just, you know,
say way
you
out
caught
story.
Up on that shit. Yeah, man. Damn that.
Yeah, I hear you with that, man. You know, I'm very that. But, you know, you know something? I must admit, man, you had a good career, man, because you ain't really had too much shit that came out in the tabloids, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you see what I mean? Yeah, that's how you stay out the fucking way. That's how you do that.
Stay out the way.
Stay out the fucking way. That's how you do that.
I respect that, man. That's about the smartest shit we heard all night, you know what I'm saying, on the air, bro. From an OG, man, from the West, man.
Real,
you know,
real talk, brother.
What were some of the things, you know what I mean, we can look forward to, you know what I mean, as far as videos go? What's the first video we're going to see from TQ?
This Batman video, man. It's going to hit either Wednesday or Thursday of next week. I'll tweet it out there and put it out there when people can see it. But it's crazy, man. We kind of did a flip on some old Starsky and Hutch Shaft type vibe on the video. Like, it's crazy. Me and Mystical and Fresh got the big afro wigs and the, you know, the big mustaches and stuff with the 70s clothes on. We got the muscle cars. Basically a diamond heist. And yeah, it's sick. It's sick. We took it there, man. I want to break from the norm with all my shit. I don't want to do music like anybody else. I don't want to do videos like anybody else. So, you know, we ain't just want to do a video with some niggas standing out in front of some cars with some chains on and some girls, regular run-of-the-mill shit. We really wanted to take it there and be creative. So
yeah,
I think people are going to love it. It's funny. Definitely funny. Niggas is playing their parts like crazy. And shouts out to Manny and Mystical because that video shoot wasn't easy. And them niggas stayed there all day and all night. And, like, you can't get cats to do that unless they into the project. And they was into what we was trying to do, so... Shouts out to them for that.
Definitely. What's the director that y'all was working with on that project?
His name is William Tiki. He's a French guy, France by way of Cameroon, USC Film School graduate. He's a shit, man. He's up and coming. He's a shit. Okay. We're actually working on getting him a deal for his first feature film. So,
now, how y'all
hopefully that works out. Say that again?
I said, how did y'all go with this cat?
I had done a feature on a group from Germany, and he was shooting a video. And I just liked his work. I liked the way that he went about doing his work. And he does a real good job with color. So we just kind of built a relationship. I was working on another project for an independent artist. Called him in to shoot a couple of videos for her. And we had a good working relationship. We just trying to take it to the next level right now. But his name is William Tiki. Watch for him. The name of their company is Outlier Entertainment.
Okay. Now, earlier in your career, when you was at Clockwork, I think that's Epic. Now,
yeah,
it was you signed to MJ's label at the time, Michael Jackson, at one point?
No, well, I was signed to his publishing company. Sony ATV was basically Mike's publishing company, so I was signed to them. But I think we wasn't signed to his label. We had a subsidiary up under Epic. Clockwork was ran by a lady named Debbie Hammond, who linked up with Mike Mosley, found me, and just kind of put our whole situation together. Went from there.
Okay, man. I've seen that here, man, so I just had to ask that one right there. You know what I mean? Now, what's TQ's status at the present time? He's single? He married? He got a couple girls here and there? What's
single,
the situation with the ladies out there?
Single, bro. I'm single. Wide open. I ain't been doing nothing but being a daddy and making a record.
Man,
that's basically where it's at
that.
Right now. And you know what, man?
Now,
I mean, it's 2013. They don't like for you to leave them for months at a time, bro. You come back dumped. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
My lesson with that shit.
I'm wrong with that, bro. I got one more question, man, before we call it a night, man, and everything, man, get back to music.
Sure.
I forgot what I was about to ask you, man, you know what I mean? I ain't want to go over the board with it, but you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and go over the board with it, man, you know what I mean? As far as a lot of rappers' relationships, you know what I mean, that you have in the game, do you have any relationships with rappers that might be considered or rumored to be gay?
Shit, not that I know of. I mean,
like,
not that I know of.
By gays, or would the music industry is ran by gays? Label execs?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
And with that being said, a lot of the fashion deals deals are offered by gay execs.
Yeah. I would say so, definitely.
So how did you manage to stay clear of all these deals with all that money on the line?
Turned a lot of it down, brother. I turned a lot of it down. I had to turn a lot of it down, dog. Dude, I was sitting in the Moulin Rouge, the real Moulin Rouge, in Paris. I had just signed a deal with Gucci. And they wanted me to put on some see-through feather pants. And I lost my fucking deal. Because I wouldn't do it. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
That's real shit, man. Y'all heard it first, man. It's Fan Radio, man. The real TQ, man. Keep your G all the way around,
all day,
man.
Brother. Yes,
you know
indeed.
What's the name of the new album, T?
The name of the new album is Legendary. It's on iTunes now. If you want the CD, you can get it from me at kdorecords.spinshop.com. I sign CDs. When my fans buy my CDs, I sign them, so y'all can get that from there. You can follow me on Twitter, at TQTheTrojan. My Facebook is The Real TQ. My website, www.therealtq.com. Y'all holler at me, man. I'm wide open with it.
Hey, man,
watch me. I'm coming to a town near you real soon.
Hey, you better send us some of that music, man. You know what I mean? We're going to be blowing you up for it, too, man. Don't forget the
shag, man.
I got you, bro.
I got you. All day. I got you.
Hey, you know what I mean? Before we go, man, we always ask for a drop. Coming from the artist, man. You know what I mean? On First Fan Radio, man. Whatever way you want to dress it up for us, man. Please do. Before we let you go, man, and hop into the next joint, man.
For sure, for sure. Yo, it's your boy TQ live and direct from the West Coast. First Fam Radio. Great interview. Thank y'all very much.
You know that.
Rap track, killer, fall back. Watch that swigger. You do deliver. Look up bigger. Hot round to miss. With the cover. Spend it. This horse is slipper. Where's my hot and pepper? Where's my fucking slipper? Bitch is back up. Gangsta. Fucking gangsta. Yes. Use the fucking slither on the alligator. On the alligator.
I'm a bad man. This is going out to the whole wide west side. Know what I'm saying?
Just a young boy living in the hub city,
Eastside Compton.
Back in the days when Ice Cube and Easy had everything, talking about boy you can't see.
Remember Ice T had the power, licking by the hour.
We too short, bumping every super spoke, and told us all how to ride for the West Coast.
My baby, and let me where you at, throw your in the air
and wave them like you just don't care.
Yeah.